You see them on the small and the big screen, and usually they're gorgeous enough to invoke property envy. But some of the most eye-catching houses and hotels from TV and the movies you can actually stay in. Travel journalist Fionn Davenport has had some inspiration on this front. If you want to pretend that you too are an extra or even a lead actor, very good morning to you, Fionn.
Morning, Philip.
You're starting in Spain in an apartment from Killing Eve.
Yeah, indeed. So Villanelle, when she, in one of her many adventures, ends up retreating to Barcelona and stays in this absolutely stunning apartment, Art Nouveau
style.
What
series was this?
I'm going to say season three.
Okay.
It's the one where she ends up doing like a particularly inventive killing of the woman in the bookshop. I mean, she kills somebody in every episode, so let's not kid ourselves. But she's staying in this, what looks like it's got that perfect combination of 18th century or 19th century elegance, but also tumble down kind of decrepitude. So it's got that beautiful mix. Anyway, it's called the Architect's Flat, and it's overlooking Plaza de Lesseps in the Gracia district, so the near the Barrio Gothic. And it's been used by Pedro Almodovar, so Alan Clark, Wim Wenders have used it. So it has a bit of form appearing on screen, and so when it appeared in Killing Eve. Now, here's the good news. It's a huge place. It's a huge apartment, and you can get it for €340 a night.
How many people would you be able to sleep in that?
I'm going to say at least six.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a surprisingly affordable place.
Very, very affordable,
yeah,
absolutely.
And,
which is not going to be the case, I imagine, with the rest of them. Particularly as we move on to Succession, and we want to pretend that you're a member of the Roy family and that you live like they do. The Tuscan Villa.
Yeah, do you know when they go for the wedding in Tuscany? And look, it would probably be surprising and a little bit disappointing to discover that it's not really within the budgets of most of us.
Reassuringly out of our range.
It's reassuringly out of our range. That's exactly right. So it's owned currently by Marina Hambury, who's the Countess of Durham. And it's called the Villa Cittinale, and it's near Siena. It has 13 bedrooms, a pool, tennis court, gym. It's even got a chapel if you ever feel the need to commune with a higher power.
And if you can afford this, you've probably done quite a bit of sinning.
So you probably need to atone for some sins. €8,000 a night.
€8,000 a night?
But it's 13 bedrooms. So that's... So I always think if you've got 26 people, okay? If you divide €8,000 by 26, I'm not good at maths, but it becomes instantly more affordable than just looking at
it. That's a very relative thing, Fionn.
Oh, indeed. Indeed it is. But I mean, if you're going to stay in a stunning villa in Tuscany and you're going to pay, you know, €400 or €500, whatever it is, or less than, I mean, it suddenly comes within the realm of the 4 or 5 star hotel.
And it would be fun. There's no doubt about
indeed
that. Your next suggestion, I don't associate this with fun. I think it's quite sad. Comes from The Crown and where, yeah, Princess Margaret ended up finishing out her days on Mustique.
So Les Jolies Eaux is the name of the villa. And you're absolutely right. Where Princess Margaret ended up kind of looking for fun. But really, it was there's an air of desperation about it all and sadness. But the villa itself, which is designed by Oliver Messel, it's now, you can get the villa €50,000 a week. However, for the Netflix series, they didn't use Les Jolies Eaux. What they used was a villa on the tip of southern Spain called Sea Orchid, which sleeps 14 in this beautiful Moorish Cuban colonial influence villa. And that's, I mean, I was going to say, compared to the $50,000. Now, mind you, I will say that if you were to go to Les Jolies Eaux, you get 10 people and the stunning villa. So you get a full staff. But here's only $14.25 per night. So if you want to stay in the stand-in villa for Les Jolies Eaux in Spain, it's only $1,425.
Okay. And you can fly to Malaga as opposed to having to fly to the Caribbean.
Indeed. And it sleeps 14. So whatever that is, it's like €100 per person per night.
Long Island next. This was the location for The Undoing,
yeah,
with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant.
Did you? I don't know if you watched that, but it was a particularly...
The first 30 minutes of episode one, and that was it. And it did look spectacular.
It did. And so, they're a super posh family living on the Upper East Side or West Side of Manhattan. But when it all goes awry, when Hugh turns out to be the terrible cad that the thing suggests, she escapes with her son out to Long Island, out to the Hamptons, it's meant to be. And so this is a beautiful estate in East Marion and built in 1893. It's a rustic chic style. So in that classic, It's Lena Dunham. Have you seen Girls?
Yes.
So she goes out there in that as well. So it's and it's €1,096 per night.
And sleeps how many?
It sleeps, I actually don't know, but I'm sure it has at least three or four bedrooms. So again, you're dividing it up.
I've got details
six
here.
Bedrooms.
Six bedrooms.
That's it.
So that's suddenly
six
very,
bedrooms,
very
12
cheap.
People, £1,000, 50, 60, whatever it is,
yeah.
$80 a night.
Sticking with Nicole Kidman venues, Big Little Lies.
Yeah. So again, now obviously this is set in Monterey in California, just by Big Sur, but halfway down between San Francisco and LA.
Always wanted to go.
Oh, it's gorgeous. But this villa... the villa that Reese Witherspoon lived in, so her co-character or co-star in that, Madeline McKenzie, she has, the villa's in Malibu, not in Monterey, so just north of Los Angeles. It has seven bedrooms. It's a detached two-story guest house, big decks, jacuzzi, outdoor fireplace, and it's described as Cape Cod casual chic. See the previous example. And but this has got Malibu prices, so it's $3,000 per night. now, I've given you kind of the high-end prices now so far, but we're thankfully going to go to something that is affordable for all of us and perhaps recognised by all.
Yeah, you're going to Sally Rooney, and if you're going to talk or try and sell me on the virtues of rooms in Trinners or a bedsit somewhere, okay. I'm sorry.
No. This is the Tenuta di Versano, which is the villa that Marianne goes to for the summer, which always made me laugh, is that when the Paul Mescal character shows up after interrailing around Europe, it's the lack of enthusiasm in the greeting where he goes, hiya, and she goes, hiya, in that beautiful villa. Anyway, so it's a stunning place. It's actually not in Tuscany. It's in Sant'Oreste, which is about 22 miles north of Rome. Now, this is €45 per night for a two-bedroom apartment in the villa.
Wow.
£45. You can have Marianne's elegant Italian dwelling for €45 a night.
Does it come with a gold chain?
No.
And GAA shorts?
No. Or you can arrange for him to arrive at some point during your stay, but no.
I think Paul Mescal might cost a bit more than £45
at this stage. He would. Although, mind you, Daisy Edgar Jones would probably be charging pretty much the similar. It's also been seen, as if you're a fan of Eat, Pray, Love, the film with Julia Roberts, it's also featured in that film as well.
I think the world can do without the thought of me in GAA shorts. I would prefer the idea of black tie and doing the James Bond thing.
Yeah. So a number of years ago, I was on a trip to Bohemia in the Czech Republic. And we went to Karlovy Vary, which was once known as Carlsbad and one of the great kind of bath towns of Central Europe, loved by the great and the good, along with Marienbad, which is not far from there. And I looked at the hotel at the end of this, I mean, the beautiful secessionist style town, Karlovy Vary. And at the end of the canal, I looked at this hotel and I went, hang on a second, I've seen this hotel before. And sure enough, it featured in the remake of Casino Royale, where
the Daniel Craig as opposed to
indeed,
David Niven one.
The original one. So it's the Hotel Splendide, where he goes and he plays that famous game of poker.
The Hotel Splendide, I have to say, I remarked to myself at the time that I first watched this movie, that's interesting. They've gone for a rather downbeat looking hotel. It's not a Casino at Monaco type affair.
No, it isn't. It doesn't have the kind of Ellen grandeur of the Casino in Monaco. But it is, or once upon a time, it would have been pretty grand. What it is now is it's a slightly disheveled, if still elegant looking property inside the carpeting. You look at the carpeting and go, that could do with just redo that a bit. But you can see that it has grandeur, or the legacy of grandeur. Now, it's suitably priced. So the rates are €150 a night. And it still ranks as the best hotel in town, even though I'd be surprised if it actually was. But I think it's still kind of, it's living off past glories.
I would like to think that dishevelled grandeur describes me quite perfectly. You have something for the Harry Potter fans.
Indeed. So the Great Hall in the Harry Potter movies, that's used in all 52 of the Harry Potter films.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually the Great Hall. It's from Christchurch, Oxford. And you can stay in Christchurch, Oxford. You can stay much as you can in UCD or in Trinity College during the summer or out of term. You can stay there and a room, and you can have your dinners in the Great Hall. £52 a night.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's really good, considering that Oxford, given that is one of the most popular destinations within the immediate orbit of London, where a hotel in Oxford, you will not see change out of at least 120, if not 150 quid. 52 quid a night is really good.
Now, you save the best for last. I started watching Sex Education because Gillian Anderson was in it and I would watch Gillian Anderson reading from the telephone book. I stayed because of the house in the Wye Valley.
Yes, indeed. So this 100-year-old Norwegian-style chalet where Otis and his mum Jean, played by the aforementioned Gillian Anderson, stayed in. So it's in Simonsvatt in the Wye Valley. Just so anyone who doesn't know where the Wye Valley is, it's in England, just on the border with Wales in Herefordshire. And so this is 5 bedrooms. It has 4 doubles and a twin, sleeps 10. It has multiple inside and outside entertainment spaces. So if you're having a party or you want to go with a big group of friends, it's the ideal one. Has a patio with a pizza oven, in case you want to turn your attentions toward creating a little pizza magic. And it also has a summer house with a secret cinema. Now, I've done a little investigation. I don't know what secret cinema is, given that I'm telling you about it on the radio, so it doesn't feel that it's that secret. But anyway.
I wonder what else you would do in the area. I mean, apart from going for walks in the woods.
Now, the Wye Valley is gorgeous. It is absolutely... Herefordshire generally is one of the great, undiscovered, less discovered parts, because people go to Cornwall and Somerset to a slightly lesser extent. Uh-huh. But Herefordshire, someone said it to me, an English friend of mine said it to me, Herefordshire is where people who don't want to run into people from London go to when they're in that part of England.
And that sounds like a recommendation in and of itself.
Yeah, £2,995 per night. For a week.
For a week. Four nights stay for
10 people.
Find 4 friends or find 3 other friends.
Find 10 friends who can stay 4 nights for $3,000, divvy that up. That's affordable.
Find 20 friends, 10 of whom don't mind sleeping on the floor. Indeed. And it's all very, very affordable. Fionn Davenport, thank you very much for that.